Proclamation number 3382, dated the December 28th, 1944. God's love, suffering or happiness, granting of prayer. You humans don't understand with how much tender love I look after you, or you would not so anxiously and fearfully look to the future. You are at all times well cared for by me. I will not leave you on your own. And if you deem yourselves alone and abandoned, you are merely unreceptive to my current of strength which flows to you continually. And then you will have to make an effort in order to feel me. You must think of me in your heart and want to accept me therein. Like children, you must take refuge in my arms with all your worries and troubles, and to ask me to take them from you or help you to carry them, and my love will always gladly do so. You came forth from my love, and this love can never ever diminish. And were you able to grasp the extent of my love, you would live an entirely carefree earthly life, because you would know that you are protected by my love. The true love, which is united with might and strength, can and wants to do whatever is good and a blessing for its recipient. However, my love embraces all my living creations, and therefore I only want what benefits them. I want to make them blissfully happy without end, and I want to enable them to feel my love, because this denotes their beatitude. And if you humans believe that I am love itself, and that I am unable and unwilling to do anything other than what is good, you should let go of all problems, for I watch over you in earthly and spiritual respect, and this increasingly more successfully the more you allow me to influence you and the less you resist me. And if your soul is anxious, then it is still held captive by the world and has to free itself from it. It must entrust everything to me and leave it up to me as to how I direct your earthly life. It is to be willing to make sacrifices if I require a sacrifice, for then it will only be in the interest of its spiritual welfare. And I truly know what the soul needs. I know when it is at risk, and I know the right remedy to protect it from danger. And yet, I am also willing to grant your earthly wishes if you appeal to me from the bottom of your heart and faithfully wait for the fulfillment of your prayers. For my love will not let you go short. It always gives and fulfills as long as you look upon me as your father and approach me with childlike love, as soon as you believe in my love. For love does not deny itself, but is always willing to give. And what you occasionally regard as suffering is often merely the bridge to happiness, yet to the kind of happiness which is permanent and can never be destroyed again. In order to reach a major goal, you often must take cumbersome paths and not lose heart, for the goal is desirable and compensates for all previous disappointments and complications. But anyone who becomes weak and exhausted on the way will not reach the goal. And he is the one I want to encourage and provide with strength, because my love cannot deny him help. Yet you have to believe in my love, even if it is impossible for you to understand its entire magnitude. Believe in it and try to be like me by becoming love. You, too, should hand out what you own and thereby give me the right to work in and through you, and you'll be strengthened on your path through life. You'll overcome all obstacles and gratefully and humbly accept whatever my hand gives you, suffering and happiness. For both are sent by me to advance your soul's development. If you always remain in contact with me, if your heart constantly strives towards me and confides its grief to me, I will comfort and strengthen you and relieve you of your grief. For my love will not leave you in distress if you want to be my own and belong to me for all eternity. Amen.